This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Broadband Over Powerline World. We're about to speak to Tom Collins, who's the Director of Communications at NYSERDA, and we're going to find out what that is after I welcome him to the show. Welcome to Broadband Over Powerline World.
You're welcome, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
People who've never heard of NYSERDA, which included me until last week, for all of us, tell us what NYSERDA stands for and what it is.
We are the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, and we work here in New York with companies on energy and environmental problems, developing the next generation of technologies.
Okay, you're an agency of the state government of New York.
An authority, yes.
An authority, okay, like the Port Authority or something like that. Okay, what's your relationship to the trial of Broadband Over Powerline that's being run in Briarcliff, New York, in Westchester County, by Con Edison?
Okay, right now, Mark, like I said, we've had some preliminary interest in the project. At this point, we do not have a signed contract, so we are not doing anything currently at the moment with regards to what's going on there. Second problem is that we have no regulatory power here, so any of the power quality issues that are happening right now with that particular project is, you know, really in the purview of the FCC.
So, in fact, you're not providing any financing for that trial?
At the moment, we are not providing any financing. We do not have a contract to do that at this point.
Are you negotiating with Con Ed to get a contract and give them some money?
Yes, we are working towards that at the moment. As I said, there are some things that we are very interested in looking at as part of that, but at the moment we have not done any contracts.
Okay, have you been contacted by representatives of the ARRL, the ham radio operators, in regard to this matter?
I believe several months ago we had some communication with that, but nothing that I'm aware of recently.
Okay, and in terms of regulating it, that's out of your purview. That's the responsibility of the FCC.
Correct.
Okay. In general, if you could just say a word or two more about what the interest of NYSERDA is in broadband over powerline communication and what you see as possible upsides, possible downsides of using that.
Okay, actually the portion of the technology that we are interested in is the possibility to use it to find faults and also work on utility load on the customer side of the meter using that kind of technology. So that's where our interest lies in looking at what's going on there.
To enable the utilities to read meters remotely.
Mm-hmm.
More than using broadband powerline technology to deliver broadband internet connectivity to customers.
Right. No, we're more interested in the utility load situation, and also we find, according to our folks, there's a possibility to help, find faulty spots in wiring as well.
Okay, good. All right, well, thanks very much for your time and for clarifying some of these issues regarding the BPL trial in Briarcliff.
You're very welcome.
Thanks
a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.